at 7:30 early in the morning last week. Sun shining in my face, I wiped away the sleep from my eyes from the beginning. Oh shit, what do you know? Two guys standing with guns at my bedroom window. I played it cool, keep the tools they carried in their hand. Two 357 magnums, one on the bedstand. I had my piece under the pillow, cause that's just how I do. Started to reach for it, felt nothing, I guess they knew. One nigga started laughing and turned to his man. He said, I don't think that she knows about this plan. His man just smiled and nodded his head, aimed his gun at me and said, get out of the bed. I complied with his wishes, bent down to grab my slippers. Nigga number one said, hey now, no funny business, just do what we say and everything'll be cool. You hear a lot of things today, but that's the number one rule. I said, what the fuck is this shit all about? We could discuss a problem and y'all could break the fuck out. Nigga number one said that we not able to do, but there's a tape deck on your table with a message for you. It said, follow niggas one and two's instructions carefully. A fucked up things will happen if you dare to be a heroine. These orders come straight from the president of the American people. Then the tape just stopped. I looked at my watch. Niggas one and two had their guns up cocked and said it's time to go. Grab your things and get ready. In 13 minutes, we all gotta be jetty. Come on. Sitting in the back of a van with cuffs on my hand. Six secret service men in black, one nigga in tan. Who's driving? For 3 hours we've been riding. Took Route 33 to a very small island and unloaded. Niggas one and two at my side. Number one glaring at me for the whole damn ride. They seem to travel in silence, express themselves with violence. And I'm the target, shoving me back and forth with very, very big guns. What would you do in this situation? No place to run in a remote location. Kept my patience and stuck to the tape's advice. Knew my crew could find me with a Negro tracking device. I wasn't worried, but niggas one and two hurried and stepped to the door where the president was kept. Punched in a passcode, I watched the door slide open. Inside stood the league and the president at ropes. And my people said, drop the guns, hop in your van, get the fuck off the island, don't be capping your man. The secret service men, man, what could they do? Here's a lesson, never ever fuck with me and my crew. Check it.